FM 87.7.
Expression.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's the Now Show on Expression FM.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
It makes me pity the people in your head.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Hello and welcome to whatever we're calling this today. It's kind of a conglomation, a conflagration.
Yes.
It's kind of half the no-show, half Sedinism, half goodness knows what, here on Expression FM.
87.7.
And we started the show off there with Particle Man by They Might Be Giants, a song about a man who is a particle and a man.
By the band who are confused by perspective.
What?
They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, well, you know...
Go closer up, you'll find out.
Well, maybe if you go closer up, they might, you know, remain small.
They might, then they're not giants.
But then perspective would be a liar.
Whatever.
Good, so coming up today, goodness knows what, but hopefully there'll be some top stuff, which is...
Hopefully, have some more dedication behind what you're doing, boy.
I think you just expect top stuff, really, wouldn't you?
I think you damn well ought to.
Otherwise, you just turn off.
You are expecting it.
Yeah. Good. So, lovely. Well, while we write some things down on our big sheets of paper and stuff, here are Pavement with Cut Your Hair. Going into the night like a demigod, they were Pavement.
I've never seen a demigod going into the night.
Well, you obviously haven't been looking hard enough.
You haven't lived.
No. On the phone we have someone bearing excuses. It's Mr. Tony Devi.
G'day.
Hello.
Into the night, it's alright. Do you remember the motorhomes?
I try not to.
Yeah, me too.
Good. So, what you were suggesting that you had some stories to...
I've got some fantastic stories, Tom.
It's delightful. It's like Jack and Ori in here.
You've got a choice of story number A, B, or C.
That's those are letters, dude.
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore.
In case anyone is interested, Tony's off doing exams.
Yes.
Right now.
Perpetually. Right now.
Yeah. So,
My, it's dark in here. All the other desks are empty.
Let's go for story...
Maybe I should have left when they told me to.
Let's go for story B, dude.
Okay, right, story B. Right, someone in the physics department that will remain anonymous, one of the teaching staff, apparently they're moving into their new house this week.
Aye.
And don't ask me how, but they discovered that one of the plug sockets in their house wasn't connected to the meter. Thus, they wouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
They therefore decided to attach everything to this one plug, right? I don't know the exact number, but figures around 27 were bounded about.
Safe.
Yes.
Yes. Bear in mind, this is a qualified doctor of physics who is doing this. Someone who should basically understand the dangers of electricity.
Yeah. Good, so did he get his comeuppance?
We don't know yet. I don't know how long they can run it.
All right.
But also, story number A was going to be the sort of partner to that. It's conjugate twin, if you must.
Is it? Right.
Which was going to be the fact that we still haven't had a phone bill in my house.
Right.
since September.
We haven't had a phone bill, Tom.
This is the second week in a row that you've announced this on to literally
Tom,
15 people on the radio. Don't people keep calling...
How many people was that?
15.
15, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, probably more than listening to the Ollie and phone before. You listen to badminton perpetually.
Do you mean Nick and Jamie?
Nick and Jamie, that's the one. I was
just
paying attention.
Bad-mouthing Ollie. He's not even in the county anymore, is he, Mark?
Yeah, he's got an excuse not to be listened to. Now.
He's just wandering around in London, head in hands. No one listens to me. Why would anyone
that was
be
Kylie!
My
as he walks past Bill's
can
estates.
Can I have a request?
Yeah, go on then.
Have you got any Led Zeppelin?
Possibly.
Can I also have Andrew WK with Party Till You Puke?
I'm sure we can do that, yeah.
That's actually how I feel.
That won't be... Yeah, but yours is like, do exams until you puke, which I don't think is as metal
well,
as...
Well, do exams anyway. Maybe not really Party Till You Puke or puking.
Study till you puke! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Study till you puke!
Study! Da-da-da-da-da!
Yeah, lovely. So, play any racket sports
ooh,
there, Tony?
Set to air.
No, surprise enough, I didn't. I've been sitting in my chair, copying out notes, going to All Days, buying more pot noodles, and then more pot noodles, coming home...
Eating the pot noodles?
Yeah, that's been about it. I've just had a barbecue one, and I feel it's slightly queasy.
Other pot-based snacks are, of course, available.
I've realised that I've been... You know that ride they have in Ibiza, where there's those two gigantic metal struts? And you're tied up at one side that's about 250 foot of the ground, and you're putting basically this rubber band and let go. I feel a little bit like that.
What?
Like the band? The metal straps or.
Metal struts, dude.
Struts?
Metal straps sounds like a Tory MP, dude.
Sorry,
allegedly.
This is dying a little bit. Do you want story number C?
Oh, yeah, go on then.
Did you know that Mark Linkus from Sparkle Horse, did you know he was in a wheelchair for 3 years? In 1996. Do you want to know why he was
in for three years in 1996?
Now you're just nitpicking, Zadden.
I found a flaw in your story.
From 1996.
That's better.
Hey, I have to do work these days. And
so and you've used up your brain for anything else?
Wait. Mark Linkus. And okay. The reason he spent 3 years in a wheelchair is because he overdosed on Valium and collapsed for 14 hours with his legs pinned underneath him. You're laughing. You're evil.
It was Tom.
It wasn't me. We'll try.
14 hours.
We'll try and play some Sparkle Horse later.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. That would be a nice little.
Maybe if you listen carefully, you can hear the creak of the wheelchair.
Do you know what I woke up to today for my exam?
Was it a trouser tent?
I woke up to Mickey DeLenz from the Monkees being interviewed by DLT. And I thought I'd enter the parallel universe.
Delightful. Right, okay, we better get on with it, really. Let's play some Belle and Sebastian. Shut up.
Oh, cheer me up.
And you can go to bed, or whatever you want to do. Yeah.
It's... With no supper. More pot noodle.
You disgust me. Right, from If You're Feeling Sinister, here's Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying. Strangely apt for Tony, I believe.
Get me away, I was just feeling peaky at the time, but now I've quite recovered.
Ah, it was that picked up towards the end there.
Oh yeah, absolutely, well, you know, that's the thing about illness, is that once you've been through it, you come out the other side feeling great, or dead, or whatever.
You know, somewhere in between.
I can't believe this. Nick and Jamie were talking about terrible diseases earlier on, and now so are we. It's health check night on Expression FM.
I'm just shuffling
some paper.
My health check notes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Emma Cook earlier on was using British rock music to test people's health. Well done, her.
Good.
Yeah, no, I think it's important, you know.
There's not enough health testing set to rock these days.
No, exactly.
not like the good old days, you know, the 1960s, great R&B rush where everyone was doing medical things, you know, the Grey's Anatomies.
Yes. You know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Grey's Anatomies, the Stifle Group.
Okay.
Yeah. You still don't know, do you? No, not at all. Good, so...
Just because you've got a monogrammed shirt.
I know. Well, no, it's... anyway. So if you know... If you understand and get my Grey's Anatomy joke, please phone in 263-568 or 73568 from a campus link or...
Phone.
Or whatever they're calling it this week. It might be something.
Do they even work?
Yeah, they want okay. Sometimes. Or email us at thenoshow@hotmail.com and it'll flash up.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. Are you going to start talking into the mic or what?
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were, yeah.
I was shunning it.
You've obviously got something, yeah, more important things to do.
I was just looking through the records.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just appealed by the ones with silly names, mostly.
Like what?
Trash Monkeys.
I think they played that earlier on. It was quite good.
Good.
Which is always disappointing, really. If a band's got a really bad name, you want it to be a bad, bad song.
Is that bad good or bad bad?
Bad, can we draw a diagram?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, I had a point.
Oh, yeah?
Possibly related to this health check thing.
Oh, yes.
Tony there was talking about pot noodles.
He was talking about pot noodles.
The fact is that when you're studying,
yes,
you don't have time to cook, do you?
No.
You just munch on things like pot noodles.
Yes.
Pot noodles is the, you know, staple diet of a student.
Absolutely. A student.
Student.
Yes.
But, you know, pot noodles are not especially healthy.
No.
You want something that's good for your brain.
Yes.
What's good for your brain? Brain food?
Fish.
Fish-flavoured pot noodles. Why haven't they been made? It's what the student population demands.
Can you just imagine, like, freeze-drying fish, though?
Yes.
For later hydration.
I can imagine it. What is your point?
I'm trying not to imagine it. It's kind of a bit icky, isn't it?
Oh, because normal pot noodles aren't.
Well, wouldn't you... If you had a fish... And then you dehydrated it. When you rehydrated it, would it start swimming?
No, because generally fish don't like being dehydrated. I read that somewhere.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Mr. I don't know what the Grey's Anatomies are.
Mr. I don't know if you dry a fish, it dies.
All I'm saying is, put your money where your mouth is and prove it.
My wallet's in the other room.
What?
And what would money be in my mouth? You know, what would that prove anyway?
It
would just make me look like a fool. It would have made you win in that respect.
Yeah, and that would have been satisfaction enough, I believe. Mm. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Good. So, 263-568 or 73568 from a campus link phone if you want to get involved. Maybe you should help out at our bring and buy sale. until then... Here from the album, your new favourite band, these are The Hives with Die All Right.
You're living guitar, you.
Yes, exactly. I thought you were going to go, you're living dangerously, doing guitar noises, because someone might plug you in. good.
It's a risk you take.
I know, exactly. They were The Hives on Pop Tone Records. Catalogue number MC5055CD.
Ooh.
Yes, if you want to order it, then I'm sure...
That might assist you.
Yes. One of Exeter's many great high street records retailers would be able to help you.
Depending on the clerk behind the desk.
Yeah, normally they're rubbish. yes. So yeah. So it's health check night tonight on the No Show.
Indeed, and has been all week.
All week. Yeah, absolutely. Literally thousands of people have been queuing up outside the No Show studios and the Expression studios. I mean, don't want to get all that. yes, we will be locking the doors later on. Thousands of people have been queuing up to show us their ailments.
Mm.
I'll tell you, I've seen a few things this week that beggar belief.
Mm. What about that coccyx that was brought in earlier?
Yeah, that was shocking.
I don't know how we can even, you know, return it to its owner.
No,
the exactly. state that it was in.
Wasn't that just found, like, someone had just picked it up after a night in the Lemmy and just thrown it in a bush or something? Yeah,
yeah,
it's nice of them to be honest, you know, and to hand it in rather than use it for their own personal use.
It was good.
Yeah,
you know, you wouldn't expect that this day and age.
If you were that benevolent person, do call in 263-568 and we can interview. Because, I mean, I'm interested in benevolence. I think that's an interesting concept for the 21st century.
Yes.
And the 20th.
And any others?
The 16th.
It was a good century.
It was a very good century.
The 16th century was a very good century for benevolence.
That's how the lyrics actually go, aren't they?
Mm.
Yeah. Good. So, yeah, if you do have any ailments, to continue expressions...
Ailment week.
Ailment week. We may be able to stick a thermometer in places you'd only dreamt of. Then 263-568 or 73568 from a campus link phone.
Yes, and we may well stick that thermometer in the land of Oz.
I couldn't, to be honest, I'm having difficulty picturing that, unless it, like, hitched a ride in Dorothy's house.
You generally only dream of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dream of, like, hell with Freddy there.
With Freddy there?
Freddy Krueger.
Because normally in the film he dwells in his own nightmare dimension rather than hell itself.
Yeah, well, the dream wasn't too clear on that point. There weren't any signs about or anything. I was
this is hell.
I was just gauging on the general ambiance of hell, you know. You know, there was a lot of fire, for a start. There was a lot of sort of dungeons. And, sulfur.
So let's consider it again. The dungeons. The sulfur.
The gotcha reward. Exactly. Yeah,
it was Noel Edmonds' house all along.
Yeah. I don't know, they always... I don't know. Anyway, I started a sentence and then just started to bore myself. So do call in 263-568 or 73568 from a campus link phone or the noshow at hotmail.com if you're hooked up to your computer like the sad wench you are. These are the Roots with an odd song about explosive materials. Nice little guitar based thing there from The Roots, from their album Things Fall Apart. That was Dynamite, track 6.
Explosive.
Yes, absolutely. We should have dropped the bomb with that, really. The bomb still is around.
There it is.
As it were, unexploded. This is all sound effects that might be interesting. Just the rattling of carts as they are taken from the rack.
That was pre-recorded, that rattling.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good.
It was played from a cart.
It adds to the tension.
Well, yes, I mean, we can't, you know, because we're running a professional operation here, we can't actually, you know, get carts while we're doing a link, can we?
No.
We have to play a sound effect as if we were doing that, to create the image of spontaneity.
Create a kind of environ of...
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Hmm.
No one's rewinded the rewound.
Rewinded it.
If you are an English scholar and can correct me on my appalling grammar, then please call in 263-568.
He knows not what he does.
No. So what be coming up today?
Oh, my darling. On the no show today.
Whoa! Suddenly I'm in the studio with a pirate.
We be having.
Aye.
The ailment week continues.
The ailment week does continue.
Daniel Benningfield be on the phone.
Does he?
Bending spoons.
Fancy that.
We'll have local tourist attractions.
Aye.
We'll be smacking a pitch up.
Aye.
And gallerying.
Aye.
And more.
Aye.
As well as a mix of top tune edge.
What?
Arr.
Top tuner.
He's a pirate.
Oh, fair days.
He's literally
obsessed by fish.
Yeah, life in the ocean wave.
We're talking a lot about fish tonight. I think it's an important topic.
Mm, they've got a lot of protein in them.
Yes. And they love being freeze-dried. If you are a fish and would like to comment upon tonight's fish jamboree, then do call in 263-568. In the meantime, I feel in the mood for doing a bit of the wiki-wacky woo. But sadly, my lady friend cannot cannot help me in this way. Here are the Kaisers.
I don't know, I might. You join us as we talk about coats.
Oh, I was just saying, I worked in a shop for a bit, and I really started to appreciate ladies in good coats.
But possibly to the extent that the coat was the all-encompassing feature and you couldn't appreciate the woman, you know, beyond the coat.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
If the coat was that good, could a woman ever live up to it?
No. But, I mean, the thing is, if the coat came off, Prilly wouldn't be interested.
It's meant to be the other way round.
What?
You're meant to be wanting to get the coat off and see see her wares.
Why?
You know, like a bit, you know, nakedness.
Did you just go, like, make a baby?
I almost said her bits.
But her bits. I still don't understand. Maybe that is because I am naive in the ways of love.
Mm.
Or maybe it's because it's Expression Health Check Week and I'm just scared of the risk of infection.
Hmm.
There was an advert on that I overheard as my housemate listened to an ultra radio station, which was going, "Hi, my name's Brad. I'm 32. I'm 5'4". I have brown hair and deep, piercing eyes. And I also have a sexually transmitted disease." And then at the end, they just went, "You may not know if the person you're with has a sexually transmitted
disease." Is it called Brad?
So my mate who was going out with someone called Brad, who was 32 with 5'4", deep piercing eyes, just went, "Brad, is there something we should be talking about?" Anyway, Expression Health Check Week, do call in if you are dating someone called Brad, because you never know. It might not be, you know, just who he's been with. It might be the name.
I've also found Matt Lauk's checklist of diseases we should be looking at
tonight.
Oh,
good.
And at 10:45, it does specify that we should discuss toe jam. So,
right.
If you do have any toe jam problems in particular,
yes,
can you please phone in so that we can tick that box?
263-568. Yep, it's literally a student radio commission thing.
Priority.
Absolutely. Right, okay, coming up very soon, the gallery. But before that, we've got some avalanches. This is Electricity. A very positive ending there from Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Or possibly the beginning to a George Michael track.
Mm. Good point. Was it actually a sample from a George Michael track?
No, it was from the thing, but I think, isn't there? There's a Wham track that starts, yeah! Isn't there?
Dunno.
I don't know. Don't care. Hate Wham.
Fine. Blame. That was Dr. Dre featuring Knock to Now. With Bad Intentions. Which is there, you know, they've got bad intentions, it's not.
Or maybe it's Thorn in My Side I'm thinking of.
Thorn in My Side.
I think that starts with yeah or woo or something like that.
Oh, that's. Eurythmics references here on the No Sednism Expression FM. Now, an item that we haven't done literally for ages because we've never done a show together since about, Freshers Week.
Yeah, end of Freshers Week.
End of Freshers Week, thanks for that. This is...
The Gal.
Re.
So, as ever, the gallery starts with the toss. Who's first?
You are.
Okay.
Toss.
Here in my grubby little mitt, I have Cherry Lips, Go Baby Go by Garbage. No, I haven't actually got cherry lips. That would be disgusting. It's a kind of purple affair, belying its title, because I would imagine cherry lips to be red. But there we go, that just shows my lack of colour knowledge. It's in an amusing kind of fold-out affair, and it has nothing on it. Midnight White. 2 out of 10.
The second one on today's agenda is The Trash Monkeys with their single Sundays. It stars two men in the front of the picture with suits and sunglasses. Two men in the rear in bathing costumes, but they're indoors. 60s, but with a modern twist. 7 out of 10.
Hey, dudes. And I have it once again in my increasingly sweaty hand. Creamy.
Sorry?
Yes, it's a band from Denmark called...
Medigan.
Called Creamy, with their version of the Limahl song Never Ending Story. It's two girls on the front wearing new look tops, looking gay, looking adoringly into the camera like they want to do it a disservice. One of them looks like a girl I used to know in my primary school, which is slightly off-putting, but she has nice hair. The other one looks like she's been smashed repeatedly in the face with a wheelbarrow. Scandinavian. 3 out of 10.
The final one on the gallery today.
Aye.
Is Shakira. Sounding and looking a little bit like She-Ra. Here she is standing in a sea painted red by the sun, or possibly some digital artists. She's in some sparkly tops and bras. Oddly pixelated bra, in fact. Looking, dead saucy and raven-haired. Shakira! 10 out of 10. She wants it, the bint!
Good lord. Well, we are going to play this, but I did just have a quick listen to it, and I apologise in advance if Mark's testosterone has got in advance of our musical quality.
She's already crazy. Sold 8 million albums and won a Grammy, so like it or lump it.
Fetties, here is...
Shakira! Whenever, wherever. I'm thinking of that picture, that's what I think too. Whenever,
good
wherever.
Lord.
This is Shakira with Whenever, Wherever. This song has pan pipes in it, really.
Shakira enjoys snorkeling and looking for pots.
Shakira is tipped to be Britney for 2002 by Emma Cooke.
Shakira enjoys shaving her legs and painting her toenails different colours every day of the week.
Shakira has already sold 8 million albums in the US.
Shakira likes nothing more than getting amusing extremities of her body pierced by a large man with tattoos.
Those are the panpipes.
Shakira loves panpipes. Good,
Attention! This moment you are now listening to
Expression.
If you are offended by words like
poo, wee, bum,
ass, ho,
ias, ho, oreg, garden, sieve,
dirty
pants, dirty pants,
tramp,
yes, tramp, good one,
dirty, low, slut, tramp, bitch, ho,
oh, I think that's going a bit far,
whatever, this is not pop, and by the way, suck my mother,
so made toffee.
Hello, good evening, and welcome indeed to what are we calling it today?
I don't know. It's the no-show Sednism, born sleepy.
Is that all?
Yeah.
It's officially the no-show.
But you know, it's,
but who we're not going to play by the
we
rules.
Don't, no, we don't care for rules or anything.
Which is why we're always thrown out of games of Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, I'm Mark Seddon.
Hello, I'm Tom Davis. We've swapped over. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, you can tell the difference because the whole of last hour, I don't think we had one name check.
No, that's true. People were just sitting at home going, who the hell are they?
If you still don't know who Tom is, then please send him a mail at whothehellareyou@thenoshow.co.uk.
And if you still don't know who Mark is, then you're never going to know him. Ooh.
Yeah. So coming up the last hour of the show, we have Daniel Benningfield, Ben Spoons.
Yes, very exciting.
We have local tourist attractions.
Uh-huh.
Sound like there was pigeons on that track just there.
There are pigeons. Smelly pigeons.
Dirty pigeons.
Dirty pigeons.
We'll have a smack my pitch up.
Smack my pigeon up.
We can do either. Or both.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yes.
Damn those pigeons. And if you want to phone in with your own item that we can do.
About pigeons.
Okay, your pigeon-related item.
Yeah.
Then we can do that.
Expression Health Week as well. Continuing all show.
Because pigeons do carry a lot of diseases, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. A hell of a lot of diseases. Whoa.
That was a pigeon disease.
Good Lord. My voice literally reverberated around my skull until I went insane.
Now you know what your listeners, you know, how it's for them.
Yeah, but hopefully they've got their fingers on the volume control and can turn it down if needs be.
If needs be.
Whereas my volume control's all the way over the other side of the room.
And thus I have the power.
Yeah.
Unless you do that with your headphones.
And create horrible feedback.
Mm. So that's the what we got.
That is the show. That's what's in our bags.
And plus lots of music in between the bits that we do with our voice.
Yes.
Oh, and we might have some karaoke.
Yeah. Just to finish it off.
Okay.
Just to finally put the nails in.
Just before the end of the show, I think.
Just before the nails in, we put the boot in, you know. Right.
Well, now drop the boot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling that's very munch. Got you, man. It's out on the street.
Do you know where that was found? That single?
Where?
In a pyramid. In a sarcophagus. With Pharaoh Munch. Like he's a pharaoh. It's absolutely hilarious.
Do you know what I think of that? I think that puts the crap in rap.
Well, no. It would just add a C to rap. Come on, think it through. I was just looking at the liner notes of the new Electric Soft Parade album. Mm. My mate used to be in the Electric Soft Parade.
Yeah.
Before they kicked him out when they got signed.
Well, I noticed that on the review by, is it Emma Cook?
Of this?
Yeah, that she says that they're really, really nice blokes.
Yeah. Well, actually,
nice enough to kick your friend in the teeth just so they can make the big style.
Exactly. Dude, a red mist has descended upon you. But it's all right, actually, because they've thanked him in their thank you notes.
Oh, no, that's all right then.
No, that's all right, you see. Yeah,
that's fine.
They've thanked him.
Well, I've changed my tune about Electric Soft Parade, I'll tell you that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good.
I love them.
Bless them.
Oh, it brings me back to the days
look
of
at them
your
there.
When I was playing Connect Four in a pub
with their ruddy little cheeks.
With ruddy cheeks.
I reckon that's in their house, actually. Look, that TV.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pile of CDs. That wouldn't be in a pub.
You wouldn't expect them to take photos in their house.
I know. Yeah. And there's a picture of their bedroom there as well.
Yeah. Flagrant.
It's very messy, their bedroom.
You'd have thought they'd have tidied it up for the photo.
Yeah, I know. And they've got a suede poster on the wall. Yes. And a 6x7 one.
Right. The phone's ringing. Should we? Do you want to get that or?
Suppose I will then.
Oh, stop now. Sit down again.
Was it something I said?
Maybe. They could have been listening and thought, actually, they're on the air. We shouldn't probably, you know, wait till they play a record.
No, you know, call any of them. I dare you.
Well, it's about that time in the Born Sleepy, No Show.
No Show, Seddonism.
Show.
Yes. Campbell
Cade. I, Mark Seddon.
Hello.
Hello be my name. Give Tom.
Hello.
A film which he is to pitch at me.
Yes.
What follows
as
is...
As a ball is pitched at a batsman.
Yes. What follows is as hence.
Yes.
I come up with a movie title.
Aye. Well, no, you just nick one, don't you?
I nick one.
Yeah.
From what is around in the cinemas at the moment.
Yes.
And then Tom must re-pitch the idea of the film. As, if he was going to... Sorry.
As you would with a ball.
No, not batsman. With a ball, with a batsman. As you would... pitch a movie idea to a studio exec if you wanted your movie made.
Oh, okay. I've been doing it wrong all these years.
You have. I thought it was a load of balls.
All those times I threw it back at you, literally threw it back in your face.
Damn, man, in my face.
And I was wrong.
Wrong, diddly, wrong.
I had a mate once called wrong.
Did you? Or is that made up?
From the Far East.
Ah, that's okay then.
Yes.
So, Tom, this week,
I
do you think you could pitch me the movie?
Yeah.
Vanilla Skies.
I do believe I could.
Ooh, make it so, Commander.
Oof, blimey, I'm getting down in the street.
This is now the Cannibal Ox. With the F word.
Isn't that how BSE was started?
Cannibal ox.
Oxes eating each other?
Yes.
Idiot oxes.
When I'm out with a feel ox there with the F word.
I feel like burgers.
The F word being.
Friendship.
Do you see?
According to the song.
See, it's not. It's not. Any of the other F words?
Fish.
No.
Freeze-dried.
No.
Freeze-dried fish.
No.
Foo Fighters.
Do you not see?
Marvin Gaye.
No, that doesn't begin with F. As we come up to the two-song mark, just before Tom smacks my pitch up...
After the next song.
That is The Lilies with Hark. The open energy channel is icy water, water everywhere. A B-side to The Lilies' Nanny in Manhattan track.
I like that. It was good.
It was fun.
It was fun. Sorry. Oh, whenever someone says that.
Damn, man, there was smoking. That's the joint on the street right now. It's what the kids want to hear.
Well, I'm not sure about that either. The kids wouldn't want to hear that. Hark, the open energy channel is icy water, water everywhere. The kids probably wouldn't even know how to say half those words. They'd probably just grunt in agreement. Yes. Youth of today, I don't know.
Don't get you started on the youth.
Expression.
That is the Rolling...
You found it in the end, then.
The Rolling Stones with Gimme Shelter. Now, Tom.
Hello!
What seems like an eternity, but was actually only three songs ago.
Yeah, would you credit it?
I asked you to pitch me the film Vanilla Sky.
Yes.
Did you?
Patchily. Oi! Hey! That is the noise that will be made in the queues around the cinema for Vanilla Sky. The year is 154300. It is the past. Jim is an ice cream seller from Lyon in France. His place of birth is not important and will never be mentioned again. Anyway, in 1543, Jim moved to America to start his business, as it were, afresh. He was going to set up some ice cream parlours in America. However, upon landing there, the American natives are unhappy with a Frenchman. Oh, I did mention that again. Never mind. The American natives are unhappy with a Frenchman selling them ice cream. They like their own recipe for ice cream. And besides, all their freezers are full. In rage, envy and mellifluousness, the natives stage an uprising. In the most expensive scene in cinema history, the natives throw 30 metric tons of ice cream into the air, creating, quite literally, a vanilla sky. This is one man's journey to another world, one of danger, misery, and unabashed hatred. Ben Affleck to star. Thank you. Thank you. Speak to my agent. Yep. All calls to my agent, please. All calls to my agent. To my agent. Thank you.
X-Rated.
Let's do it.
FM 87.7.
X-Rated.
Are you still looking at Britney Spears there?
I'm just looking because it appears like a spider has done its dirty work around her legs. You aren't going to catch many flies in and out of there, dude. Anyway, yes.
Just happened to be in the crotch region.
She's very overprotected. Do you know that she...
For you.
She isn't allowed to go out without being wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Is that a fact?
That's absolutely true.
I've heard. Yes. What I've actually done, Tom, is...
She's got bubble wrap pants.
It's a fashion.
Yep. And it's one that I like.
Is
pop before you drop. Why am I always so smutty when I'm talking to you? Anyway, carry on.
I think it's, I don't know, yeah. Infectious.
La 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 la. Speaking of infectious, if you do have a shocking disease, then do call in 263-568.
It's ailment week all week here at Expression.
Ailment?
Ailment.
Is that like sticking a polo in a pint of Bass? Although, of course, other ales are, of course, available.
Ailment continues on Expression. Next,
of,
Holby.
Of a ailable. Doesn't matter, carry on.
Shall I continue the thing?
No, please
these?
Do, sorry.
I picked up some little cards advertising local Devon tourist attractions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say advertising prostitutes.
No. If I was in London, that might be possible.
Right.
We're in Exeter. I can pick up cards advertising local tourist attractions.
Oh, I see, okay.
Such as... Cantown Falls.
What?
How would you pronounce that?
Well, ten is like Tenmouth, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Cannington.
Cannington.
Magical Cannington Falls.
And
waterfalls and lakes. Yeah, sorry, carry on.
It's got sort of little miniature playing card size cards advertising various local tourist attractions such as Pennywell!
Right.
Pennywell. And I thought, instead of just reviewing them as we might normally,
yeah,
we could have a little game of top trumps.
I think that'd be lovely.
In the next link, we'll divide these cards up into two.
I hope we're going to give them a good shuffle.
We'll shuffle.
Because I want this to be fair.
And then we'll have a game of Devon local tourist attractions top trumps.
Good.
We'll think of an acronym in the meantime.
And also, don't forget, you can email us on thenoshow@hotmail.com and we can pick that up. If you want a request that we would ignore, then do call in 263-568 or 73568 from a campus link phone. Ooh, nice. I haven't heard this for a while. Maybe that's just that I haven't done a show with you.
That's Resplendent Can't Eat. And I'm on radio too.
You can't eat.
Canned eat.
Canned eat?
Canned heat.
All right, okay.
Heat.
I thought you were coming over all Spinal Tap. Welcome to Stonehenge. Beautiful.
So, we've in the break, we've divided the cards
of local tourist attractions in two.
Yes.
So
not literally, we haven't cut them in two.
But I have half. Do you have half?
I do have half.
Of the collection.
Oh.
Someone's ringing. Do you want to get the phone? Stop it ringing. And
yeah,
so
okay.
You can tell them, you know, the conversation
okay.
thing.
Hello? Hello? Hung up.
Now where's the sense in that?
I honestly don't know where the sense is in that. Whoever you are, you're a loon.
Now we can start off.
Stonehenge.
Start off. Oh, there they are again.
Yeah. Okay, carry on. Sorry, you build this up.
What?
Hello.
What we'll do is we'll. I'll start off by saying what I've got.
Stonehenge.
And I'll read out my value, and
right.
You've got to beat the value.
Okay.
And then you say what you've got.
Okay.
So my first one is Pottery in Motion at China Blue in Totnes. And I'm going to go with days of week. Mine's open 7 days a week.
So's mine. I think it's a draw.
Oh
actually, it's only... yeah, no. Hello?
It's on the phone.
No.
Phone up, hang up again.
Yeah.
The scoundrel.
Someone's playing phone knockdown ginger with us. The interesting thing about this tour, though, it says April to October, 7 days a week. December 1st to 24th, 7 days a week.
So we put that one in the middle.
It's a draw, yeah.
Put that in the middle.
Right.
Because I went...
I had Yelverton Paperweight Centre, by the way.
Okay, I've got the Rainbow Funhouse here. Come rain or shine, it's always fun time at the Rainbow Family Funhouse. The Rainbow Family Funhouse, it's waffly versus... Oh, no. I think I'll go with closing time. This is open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. till 6:30 p.m.
Oh, 5 p.m. I have Pennywell, so
Pennywell.
You get them
with the longest gravity slide in the UK.
Yeah,
Pennywell's
absolutely.
There. I've got. Let's see. I've got. Well, I've got a choice on mine. I've got either got dip and dive at Dartmouth Golf and Country Club or golf at Golf and Country Club there.
Right. So does that mean you can choose either side?
I think I'll choose golf.
Right.
I've got a 20% discount off green fees on production of this card. Have you got a discount on yours?
No, there's no discount off Field of More Dreams on Dartmoor. Shops, cafe, gallery, gifts.
I win again.
Well,
I think I'm on a roll.
You win again.
So let's see. What have I got? I've got a choice on this one again. I've got LA Bowl, 10-pin bowling at the Megazone.
Aye.
Or Newton Abbott's number one night spot, Elevation.
I think you've rigged this card dealing here.
Okay.
Even though I dealt them.
Let's see. This is Newton Abbott's number one night spot. Is yours the number one of anything?
Well, it's the Grand Pier of Teignmouth, so I suppose you could count it. It doesn't actually say that.
Does it have any, superlatives in it at all?
It just says seaside fun spot.
Sorry, it's not
good
enough.
I think you win.
I want a superlative to beat me. Because, I mean, it says fly the skydive, for example. If it said fly the best skydiver in the whole goddamn world,
yeah.
That'd be all right.
I like it. No, Teignmouth Pier is just being a bit edgy, isn't it? It's just going, oh, can't prove anything.
Okay.
Right, go on then.
I've got a double of... Pottery in Motion here, China Blue. Oh no, I didn't use that one before, did I?
No.
Okay, let's see.
I bet this makes fascinating radio.
A link to this attraction is from the A380. Have you got a higher A road?
No instructions on roads at all.
Oh,
to Becky Falls.
Crushed. Let's see, Bicton Park. Oh, you're going to try the last
hello?
One.
Hello?
They're just taking the mickey, Tom. Okay, I've got my...
Why are they trying to interrupt this top quality radio item?
I do not know.
Who knows?
Bicton Park Botanical Gardens here.
Aye.
I think I'll let you try and see if I can give you a dud here. Can you beat...
Try hard, because you're going to have to.
I just think this is too good. This is the most...
Hello! Sorry?
What did he say?
He said, Oya Chubman.
What?
He said something like, Oya Chubman, and then hung up.
Oh, okay.
I think he might have a speech impediment. He's ringing up for, extra...
Is it the guy off Pop Idol?
Hardcore.
Okay.
Can we play
go with another superlative.
Okay.
Victim Park is Devon's most magnificent...
Victim Park?
Victim Park.
Hello?
Oh, Tom.
Okay.
What?
Someone just going, play a record.
Did they?
Yeah.
Shall I play one?
No.
Victim Park, Botanical Gardens. It's the most magnificent historical gardens.
Yes.
Beat that?
No. But it does have factory shops and a restaurant. See, the reason we aren't playing a record is because this is factual local entertainment. I mean, we're going for the most informative awards on the X Media Awards.
Yeah, I think if
I think know, this is I think this
we're
is
informing their ass.
Exactly, their ass is being informed,
and whether they like it or not.
And if we played a record, it would only be rubbish.
We'd have won the award last year, apparently. If only we'd given directions to Pennywell.
I know.
And I feel I'm overcompensating slightly ever since.
How do we get there?
Oh, I've won that card.
Oh, yeah, you've got it.
Pennywell's, £3 off with the voucher.
Oh, nice.
By car from the A38 dual carriageway.
Right.
Look out for the brown tourist signs near Buckfastleigh.
Hmm, informative.
Should we play a record now?
I just feel if we play a record, we're going to be banged pressure.
I've got my cards mixed up now.
Go on. Actually, should we play a record, but keep interrupting it with our mindless jabber?
Good idea.
Get the party started. Get the nibbles in. Some breadsticks. They'll be lovely.
The Elverton Paperweight Centre was established in 1968. When was yours established?
I'm looking at Butterflies and Dartmoor Otter Sanctuary. Doesn't say, but it's really worth a visit. Everybody's waiting for me to arrive. You win. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes. Can I choose a category and then I might actually win?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Haynes Motor Museum. Over 300 cars and motorcycles on display.
I've got a miniature pony and animal farm. It doesn't specify how many cars there are.
Hi to our mystery caller. We will shut up at some point.
Just as soon as you stop calling in. Has he stopped?
Hello, it's me in your ear. Are you disturbed? The Lord knows I am. Certain people in this life are sent by God to try you. And tonight I am being tried by God. Actually, maybe God's calling us up. That would be a bit suspicious, wouldn't it?
Be rum.
It would be rum, yeah, absolutely. Something just gets my goat, picks it up, shakes it around, and then throws that goat down onto the floor. No! You can call in all you like. I'm not picking up anymore. You disgust me, you scoundrel. Oh, again. I am like an old man shaking his fist at the tide as the tide comes in. Watch me shake my fist like Canute. However much I shake my fist, the tide does not stop. The tide keeps on coming. And slowly, slowly, the tide tries to shake me back. But I will prevail. I will prevail like King Canute didn't. I will. Oh yes, King Canute, he got his shoes wet, but my shoes will remain dry, which might mean that I run away from the tide as the tide comes in. But I will battle the tide until there is not a morsel of strength left in my body. I will fight, I will plead, I will knead, I will batter, I will bloat, and I will float. But the tide will not wash me away. Oh no, I am like a crab caught on the sea, caught on the sea, caught on his back, floating around with his little arms and pincers in the air, going, please, please no, please help me. King Canute, let me grab onto your toe, and then maybe you'll offer me some sort of protection from the waves that are coming in. And oh no, the waves have got hold of me. I am a poor crab being dragged in under the water. You know, it caught up in the backdraft. No, that's an Alec Baldwin film. But you get the idea. Yes, I am a crab, tortured. I can't breathe. When will the torture stop? When will it stop? Good Lord, help me, crab god.
Now drop the bomb.
Well, that's the end of the 2 hours of the Seddonism No Show.
Yes.
If you enjoyed the show, then I've been Mark Seddon.
And I have been Tom Davis.
And if you haven't been enjoying the show, then I've been Threesome.
And I've been Jamie and Ben. Bless Jamie and Ben with the little chipmunk faces.
Yeah, bless them. You should be on next week.
Yes, I will be.
Say at the same time.
Hopefully bring me some better stuff. Bring me a better song. On a plate, bring it to me. Feed me like a baby.
Much like the executor of John the Baptist.
Sorry. Hear that? That's the sound of me slamming the phone down in disgust.
You're riled. Well, I'll be back. Who knows?
No, in the next life.
Goodbye. One and all.
Goodbye.
From around the world
and around the campus,
FM 87.7
Expression.
Expression News.